Good morning and welcome to CITR's Public Affairs Program, etc. I'm your host for the show, Venus Carson Corkill. On today's show, we will be featuring an interview between Foster Crawford and Ian Weniger of the Students' Coalition, and they will be discussing the recent occupation by students from several higher education campuses of Education and Universities Minister Patrick McGeer. So get ready for Foster talking with Ian.
For 4 days last week, a group of 100 students and other concerned citizens held a sit-in in Science and University Minister Pat McGeer's constituency office on West 10th. With me today is Ian Weniger of the Coalition of Concerned Students. Good afternoon.
Hi.
First of all, where'd you get the idea for the sit-in?
We had tried many activities at UBC in particular with Students Against the Budget to try to raise the consciousness of students, of the general public, and get interest in the fact that education is being, cut back in a way that's just obscene as well, and is directly related to this restraint package that the Socreds are trying to shove down our throats, and in some cases already have. We got the idea simply by noticing that many of the tactics we tried before, like petitions, write-in campaigns, leafleting, and demonstrations like the Burial of Education, we found that this was insufficient to get interest. We'd also noticed that Socred ministers had not really been interested in giving particularly good explanations for their actions, and we decided we were going to make an issue out of this and have a sit-in, which would basically state the Socreds are closing down our schools. Well, we're going to open one up, and we're going to open one up in a Socred's office to bring attention to the fact that they're the ones doing the cutting.
So rather than have a protest per se, it was more of a school, a free school.
In fact, it was. We called it the Free University. Rather than close it up, we decided to open it up and give lessons to ourselves. The original word university stems from a Latin root, which means students getting together and teaching one another. And basically students that knew a little more would teach what they knew. Students that didn't know that much would listen. And this was the original idea of a university, and we carried that through rather successfully. We had at least three or four lectures a day, usually culminating in discussion groups. Some discussions were quite long, some quite short, depending on general mood, general interest, but usually mostly quite interesting, and usually anything that people cared to talk about, cared to know.
Like what topics?
Oh, anything from what kids were learning in school at the moment on J.S. Woodsworth, the RCMP and their dirty tricks up to 1970. Everything under the sun, including medieval universities and what they really were. In short, it was a university composed of people who wanted to teach what they'd learned, and it was an experience which people learned from, not just through the course material, but through simply learning. Simply learning that education is not just paying money to sit and be lectured at. It's getting involved, discussing things.
So you picked McGeer's office just because of his portfolio, universities and science minister.
I don't want to make it sound as if we've got a big grudge against Pat McGeer and that we wanted to wreck his office and make Pat McGeer the issue. We didn't expect him to come down and talk to us at all. In fact, we didn't really want to give him another platform to spew all his Socred lard about restraint. We chose his office because of the proximity to UBC, because of and because it was a Socred minister's office. And as a minister in the cabinet, this person has quite a bit of pull in the day-to-day decisions and the policy decisions of the government. And to bring attention to this would mean that we'd have to hit someone's office who had enough, that kind of pull.
Foster and Ian will be back right after this message.
Monday, April 2nd, CITR and AMS Concerts are proud to bring to you The 3 O'Clock. The 3 O'Clock, one of California's finest pop groups, will be appearing April 2nd in the UBC Pitt Pub. Tickets are only $5 and are available at the AMS Ticket Center and Zulu Records. That's The 3 O'Clock, Monday, April 2nd, brought to you by CITR.
Did Dr. McGeer show up?
No, he didn't, no.
Didn't even make an appearance?
No.
Did he call, or?
No. He had the head of SoCred Security show up to make sure we were all good little girls and boys, but other than that, his entire attitude towards the thing was that we were a bunch of crazed kids out for a good time, want to take over his office, and sure, go ahead, hope you're learning lots, read some of our literature on free enterprise system, and if you are a bit noisy, we'll make you pay for the phone lines and for electricity if you're going to be in there for a while. Very, very flippant, very arrogant, and something which we pretty much expected. And if he'd come there, it would have been even worse because he would have spewed that again. And they have plenty of chances. The Sokers have plenty of opportunities every day to get their ideas out. And we weren't going to necessarily make that a platform. It was going to be a platform for our goals.
Getting back to the education, like, to what extent do you think the quality of education has been affected or will be affected?
David Thompson's been shut down. That's Nelson, British Columbia, is a major industry, or one of the major industries was that university. It brought together many people with different outlooks, with different aptitudes together. People all over British Columbia and all over Canada who've been there have really marveled at its diversity. It's been shut down just like that because of restraint. Talk to me about restraint after you've talked to me about the fact that the SoCreds can find money to throw at Northeast Coal, at BC Rail. This is not so much restraint as it is changing priorities. Another point also is changing of priorities is UVic's establishment and beefing up of an engineering faculty. In times of restraint, you're not supposed to have $16 million to create something from scratch or from a little more than scratch.
Yeah, but isn't taking of the $16 million from UBC and giving it to UVic still keeping it in the education system? I mean, it's not affecting education as looking at the province as a whole. It's just taking it to a different part of the province, but it is still in the education system, correct?
That's true, but you have to remember that the faculty of engineering at UVic is many times smaller than that at UBC. And at UBC, the idea is to, and at all universities, you're supposed to keep access up. And it's been shown that $4 million instead of 16 would be good enough to maintain and, in fact, increase accessibility to engineering studies at UBC, whereas, and the faculty is about 1,500 students now, slightly less, I think. It could be beefed up with a quarter of the money that would be used to start almost from nothing. An engineering program at UVic with less than 500 people.
What cuts have you noticed that have taken place so far?
So far, since the defeat of the strike in November, things have been implemented in the education field with respect to teachers at high schools. And also, after Christmas started, students returning to UBC were noticing that lab time had been cut, entire sections were deleted, fewer TAs were available. A little less for, I've noticed that I have a small amount of homework that no one's around to make sure I know everything. Sure, that may be my responsibility, but I think if you're going to be testing me every week on what I'm supposed to know, at least you should make an effort to mark more than 4 or 5 questions every week, which is what a lot of people have been getting.
So the level of your level of education, your personal level of education has dropped.
I think so, in my opinion.
What percentage?
What percentage?
Where do you feel you are lacking? I mean, the lack of homework. Do you honestly feel that you're not getting a proper education?
I think I'm missing something. I really think that there should be some encouragement from the course material to do more. Sure, I should be thrilled with what I'm taking, but there should be a little more than that. There should be the fact that I do have more than just a few questions for homework to do, because if I just do the few and leave my studies at that, I'll be tempted to just sort of coast in that course. It's not, perhaps we're getting into motivational theory on how you should be learning and how you should be taking this into your own hands and being a good, solid student, but I think with people with large loads, 5 questions a week may sort of put them on the slack, and when it comes down to exam times and midterms, you might be lacking something, you might be missing something. And also with labs, lab courses, you're definitely missing something when you just chop stuff out. You're missing valid time.
We will be back right after this message.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the No-Tell Motel Disco Cabaret Grill Bar and Lounge. On stage tonight, for your entertainment pleasure, we have direct from France, Miss Gigi Laflamme and partner David Tubar. They will expand your visual horizons. Ladies and gentlemen, please, please do not panic. This is not a raid. Our show will be delayed slightly.
Need some legal information? Call the Legal Resource Center at 689-0741.
Do you think the coalition got the notoriety it was hoping for?
We went into this with the idea of it not turning into a media event. If we'd wanted to make it a media event, we would have been very loud, hit Bill Bennett's office on Tuesday or Wednesday when we started, and got a flash on the news about students pissed off with education, decided to raid Bill Bennett's office. 20 minutes later, security threw them out. And here's a few talks. One day of coverage that would not have made our objectives known. Our objectives were to educate the public, educate students in the so-called restraint, and educate students about what they can do, what the Socrates have done to education, and what you can do about it for it. And we got that message across over 4 days of simply sitting in an office that we knew wouldn't shut down the Socred
machine.
We used it as a classroom, and we used it well, and people heard about it. People were very sympathetic, and
How far are you prepared to go?
People we've talked to, people from all over British Columbia. We had people from Kwantlen College, Douglas College, and all colleges, most colleges throughout the Lower Mainland. So people from Cap College showed up. SFU had a contingent, and also Langara were part of the organizers. We all got in contact with people who were showing an interest as the days went by. of doing things in their own area. As I said before, Socrates are closing down our schools, cutting down accessibility. Well, we're going to raise that accessibility and open things up in other places. Now, one way you could have done increased accessibility was to just run the Free University on 10th indefinitely. But we were getting tired. We had other things to do with respect to school, with respect to Women's Day for some of us. So probably the better thing to do was to encourage over the next week or so other activities in other centers, and so raise the accessibility by opening up more free universities elsewhere on campuses, perhaps more constituency offices. Maybe some people will sort of nip off the tour group through the legislature in Victoria, nip off the tour group and walk into Pat McGeer's office there and start something.
That would get you noticed. It would also get you turfed out.
That's true. If there's enough of you, who knows?
Okay, finally, are there any complaints with what you did and your own personal feelings? Any complaints about how it was organized?
No, not at all.
Anything you would have changed?
No, there were some people who, I think, who wondered whether the training that we put into it would have been really necessary, since we weren't all armed radicals, rebels ready to tear the place down. I didn't see the need for a lot of training to teach us how to worry about managing the cops if they did come in and drag us out. I didn't think it was that important, but the training that we had to put in as a group to make decisions was really necessary, and I have no real regrets about that. This jaunt has made me aware of what the press is really all about, and makes us all a little more wary of what the press wants out of this sort of thing.
What do you think the press wants?
Oh, the press that showed up was just interested in dirt, you know, stuff they could throw on in 1.5 minutes that would make it newsworthy. What's news? To them, it's something that'll make sure that you get your sponsors, keep your sponsors on.
Did you go down and offer your time to sit down and explain to them what you were doing? And
they'd show up.
I mean, we had a spokesperson.
In more than a minute and a half, they'd come in. We'd say, "You can come in now. We're not having a meeting. Let's show them around." We had a press speaker, talk to them constantly about our latest stand. It was satisfactory, our expression, but the presentation was, I think, rather poor. But such is life here when you have a media that is not so much interested in getting the facts, but getting a rating.
So aside from the gripe with the media, you think the coalition did a good job and will stick with it?
Oh yes, this is not the end by any means. Students Against the Budget, of which many of the coalition is comprised, is not going to drop dead.
There were a few there who weren't students. What was their particular interest in it?
They were there because they were supportive of our cause. They felt.
Were they ex-students?
Or? Some were. Some were simply people off the street. There was a sizable number of retired people.
But you didn't have any hired rabble-rousers, as it were.
although it may have looked like it, long hairs and guitars and bare feet, you know. Everybody was there.
They all understood the purpose and was there for that reason.
We all instructed. There were things that we put pieces of instruction paper outside, papers saying why we're here. If you want to come in, you have to respect these values. Come in, support us. And people realized that completely. And if they didn't, they were told.